We are up to Simon Resh Ein Vav, and we shall be learning tonight the final Seif, which is Seif Hey, and it's very much appropriate for these weather conditions to learn this Seif, because this Shulchan Aruch is discussing Ba'artzois Korois, called countries, yeah. So the halach is as follows: Be'artzois Korois. We're still discussing Dinei Amira Nochi. Be'artzois Korois in called countries. Motel Ein Yehudi Lasos Medur B'Shvil Ktanim. It is permitted for a non-Jew to make a medura, to make a fire, B'Shvil Haktanim, for children. It's permitted to do a medura of fire, B'Shvil Ktanim, because it's cold, in a cold country. The goy sees little children, is a kind of servant, kind of person who is helping out, and he sees the children are cold. What does he do? He makes a fire for the children. Fire to heat up the matzav a little bit. And then once the fire has been created, which he made for the ketanim, for the children, mutorim agdolim nizchamem boy, the adults are also allowed to go and enjoy and benefit from the heat. So again, ba'aretz koros, in cold countries, mutar lein yehudi la'aseis medura, the non-Jew is allowed to make a medura, to create a fire b'shvil haketanim, for the children, umutorim agdolim nizchamem boy, and the gdolim, the adults, allowed to benefit and warm themselves up from this. V'afilu b'shvil gdolim, what happens if there's no children, if there's only adults around? Is the goy allowed to make a fire for adults? So Shulchan Aruch says as follows: V'afilu b'shvil gdolim muta, even for gdolim, for adults, it's permitted. Im akoyer gadol, if it's extreme cold, im akoyer gadol, if it's very cold, then when he's allowed to, even if the goy made the fire, not necessarily for children, but he made it for adults, but if it's very cold, then it's permitted to benefit from it, and it's okay. There is no issa of hana. Normally, we learned, there's an issa of having hana from a melacha which a goy did for yid. Here, however, under these circumstances of being so cold, the goy made the fire for, it's fine, yes. Good, we'll discuss that. We'll discuss that shortly. And the reason is, why is it okay? Why indeed is it permitted for having benefit of a fire which is made by the goy? Why? Says Shulchan Aruch. Moshe, you want to say something? What you said, Shulchan Aruch? Shakol choylim etzel hakoyer. There's a rule which the Gemara says, hakol choylim, everybody is considered a choyler, everybody is in danger of getting ill. Shakol choylim, everybody is in danger of getting ill. Etzel hakol, when it comes to cold weather, when it's very cold, everybody is in danger of getting of not being healthy because of that, becoming a choyler. And since there's a rule of hakol choylim etzel atzina, as the Gemara says, hakol choylim etzel hakoyer, nobody's protected from that threat. Nobody's protected from that danger of cold weather conditions. And therefore, since when it's very cold, everybody's slightly endangered, therefore, it's permitted for goy to make a fire and yid to have benefit from it. But it is not, this is unlike those people which are accustomed to be mekel, to be lenient, afal pishayin akoyer gadol. Some people who are lenient when it's not particularly cold, when it's just a little bit chilly, when it's a slight breeze, and those people are mekel to have a goy making a fire and either benefit from it, so that's wrong. He needs to be cold, proper. Now, so Rabbi said, we're learning over here a rule. I just want to clarify this. This goes within the category of Hanah Mamai Senochi. We learned there's an absolute Issa de Rabbanon to have Hanah, to have benefit from a Melach which a goy makes if it's a Melach de Reisa. This is a rule. So generally speaking, if a goy makes a fire, you better get out of there If the goy made the fire for the yid, if the goy makes the fire for himself or for another goy, then it's okay, as we learned previously. But if the goy is trying to be a kind goy, he's making a fire for yid. So halacha is, if there's children there, it's fine. Why is it fine if there's children? If he did it for the children, why? Yep, that's right, because a child is considered chole she'en bo sakona. Even naturally, even in the default position of a child is that he's a chole she'en bo sakona. So if it's on the cold, we can all understand that. Imagine, I mean, we're all used to central heating. We're used to, we don't really know what it's like to be cold. We don't really know, I'm saying we know what it's cold, but not in our houses. We are generally well supported. But imagine in a cold house, it's cold for a child to be hours and hours on end without any heating element. So how could cholim etzel for child, if the goy makes it for children, then it's fine, and even adults are not to have enough for it, because when the goy made the fire, he made it for a child, and that's permitted, and therefore anybody else is allowed to have an offer made. When it's very cold, and that's this emphasis is by the Shulchan Aruch, when it's very cold, on the extreme cold, then the halacha is that when it's extreme cold, then the goy makes the fire for adults, then it's fine as well, you're allowed to have benefit from it. But that's only if it's extreme cold. The Shulchan Aruch makes a point of emphasizing, if it's not that cold, if it's just slightly cold, then it wouldn't be permitted. Yeah.
So if you have a situation where the guy makes a fire, and really it's not cold enough to justify it, but the alternative is going outside where it's still too cold to be outside.
Good question. I suppose you're allowed to be inside then, I suppose. Yeah, I suppose based on that, yeah. Yeah, based on that. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah over here, and then I want to discuss a few applications of this Shulchan Aruch. Sifkot Mem Beis addresses what's the halacha if the goy makes this fire Mincha time, in the afternoon. What would you say then? Would you like to have, and for children, what would you say then? Pardon? You say that it's fine. So Mishnah Berurah wants to say, Sifkot Mem Beis Shakol Chol Mikol Mokim. Nevertheless, Lehasik Acha Mincha B'Shabbos, if the goy prepares his fire after Mincha on Shabbos, Shehele Moitze Shabbos, which is only actually going to create heat on Motze Shabbos, yeah, he says it's going to be also. It's not relevant anymore at this point. It has to be relevant. That's the point Mishnah Berurah makes over here. Yeah.
And if you start it later, it's going to be hot later, and the child's going to be cold longer. So how does it help whether or not we're talking about Shabbos or not Shabbos?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, how long is the child going to be having cold for?
Yeah, because I suppose the answer to that is that it's only in terms of the since it's also to make that, to have an awe from that, it's only permitted. Hakol Chotim Atzin is only a heter if it's actually, it's only a heter for an issa which you would take based on Shabbos. If you're only benefiting from it on Motzei Shabbos, then the heter, then there's no heter of Hakol Chotim Atzin, there's no heter of.
If it's an hour till Motzei Shabbos, and if you were to light the fire now,
yeah,
it wouldn't be hot until Motzei Shabbos, then it's going to be 2 hours until the child's not cold. So you have,
yeah,
and obviously as it gets darker, it suddenly gets a lot colder anyway, because that's happening.
Right.
No, there could be, on Motzei Shabbos, there could be more immediate ways to get...
Could be, that's a good point.
Go in a hot bath or something.
How are you
going to
heat the water?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, but it could be that, I agree with Mr. Berlin's approach, that it could be that there is alternative ways of not needing to rely on this heter. So whether you could make more, you could make quicker, more intensive,
whatever,
you could have...
Whatever you can do, Motzei Shabbos, the guy can do now, because that's what technology has. It's not like... The guy can only do something which takes now, but you can do something instantaneously. Because the guy can do it.
So you want to tell her that the chayre, whatever, that if the swar is that the children are vulnerable when it comes to extended time periods of cold, and why does he need to...
To make a Maduro, the heat would be specifically straight away. You don't make a fire. You're right, to heat the whole house up, like, takes a certain time, but to heat a specific area will be very, very quick.
Yeah.
So, therefore, there's a hesitance. It doesn't matter when you do it on Shabbos, because there is heat straight away.
Then why wouldn't you do it on
Shabbos? Okay, there's all question marks. I haven't got an answer. But let's see, because I want to apply the few Dan Weiss's Shuvahs and Ramoshas and see if that's going to help us for you, Elvis. Mishnah Berurah points out in Sif Kotten Mem Gimel, Etzel HaKovet Tzorich Lehochime Bod Yoyim HaPchomim Shu Muzomim B'Shabbos Lifnei Sh'en Yehudi. Make sure the coals are ready before Shabbos, that the Goy should be able to warm up the house on Shabbos. Because it's obviously also for the Yid to be over on Muktze for that reason. So the het is of Akol Cholim Etzel Atzene is only het with regards to Hano Memais Nochi, but it wouldn't allow you to carry Muktze on Shabbos. Now the Mishnah Berurah. Now I want to just first mention one point about defining what is a koil godel. So I'm a little bit misupik about this. I want to know what you think. There's an interesting Orch HaShulchan, which discusses what is a definition of koil godel. Well, so when it comes to children, I think that we can appreciate pretty much quickly children get, depends on the child age, depends on the cold outside. I think we can all pretty much imagine when would it be, what kind of, when would actually be permitted to ask a goy to do the Maduah, and not to ask the goy, but to have enough from the goy's Maduah. But I want to ask with regards to adults, what kind of temperature level would you be saying that if it's that cold, the goy is, and the goy makes a fire for you, you'll have to have an offer from it. Yeah, what would you say? So we're actually talking in the house. Yeah, so what kind of... Yeah.
4 degrees could be freezing, something like 6 degrees.
Yeah. See, that's very good. I agree with you. But just to give us a little bit of an idea, some of the early Achronim speak about that water reaches freezes in the house. That's what some of the Achronim say. So that's the kind of temperature we're talking about. When it freezes, yeah. When it freezes out. So then you have a head of Hano from Amazon. But having said that, I don't know if nowadays you'd have to be that machmir. I think nowadays you could be lenient with it.
If the water is freezing in the house, it's that cold, that would be Pekuach Nefesh.
Yeah. For us nowadays, yeah, probably. But I don't know if that was always the case. We are obviously much more vulnerable when it comes to I don't know if it was. So, Akabonu, that's just a bit of an interesting shaila which is discussed in the postgame. Is what would you say with regards to the opposite example when it's very very hot outside? Would you be able to apply this heter also with regards to air conditioning? If it's real heat. And Bnei Brak Talmidim will be able to, if it's really, really hot, and you want to put that in.
There was many times they never had air conditioning. So this is a very new technology.
So you're saying that, so the halacha ma'aseh shaila would be as follows. It's really, really hot. Your mum is not coping. Switching off the air conditioning based on the halacha. V'hakol cholim etzel atzina. Would that work or not? You're saying it doesn't work. It doesn't work. I'm talking about, that's right, turning it on. Every degrees? Far more damaging. Extreme cold being far more damaging than extreme heat. Elderly gentlemen, yeah. 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 Okay, so I want to tell you, it's very interesting. Some of the contemporary poskim in Eretz Yisrael want to be mekel. Some of the contemporary Eretz Yisrael poskim, I haven't seen English poskim being mekel. But in Eretz Yisrael, some of the poskim I've seen lately are lenient based on that. Although I personally see a very big difference, and I can see a big difference between cold, extreme cold, and extreme heat. But and you actually remind me of an interesting shaila. Rav Eliashiv was asked, Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's a very modern shaila. I don't know why it needed in the year 2000 to ask that question. But we have a default position that we saw in this additional Chonoch. It's a famous psak. Hakol choylim etzel atzina. The default position of a child is that it's a choylim etzel atzina. And when it comes to children, we say hakol choylim etzel atzina, and you can automatically do certain melachas. The question is, what about elderly gentlemen? What about seniors? Seniors in an old age home, would you be able to apply the same kula that you apply with regards to children? Do we also say that an old gentleman? Pardon? Of course. Yeah. So it's as I saw that Rav Eliashiv wanted to say that lechayre you don't. It's true that most of people reaching that kind of age group, they will be automatically considered chole shem b'zakonim. But to make into a default position like we do about children, he refused to hear that. He said, because it's true that many of them, could the majority, could be pretty much all of them are within that category. But by a child, we're saying any random child, before you even know his name, before you even know anything about it, a child is a chole shem b'zakonim. But when it comes to an elderly gentleman, you won't just say that he's automatically a chole shem b'zakonim unless you know his condition, then he may be within that category. Rabbi said another shaila, and now I wonder what you think. A similar shaila which Dan Weiss and Moshe were asked. They asked the following. Imagine that you have got a hot summer's day in Eretz Yisrael, and on Friday everybody timed the air conditioning to be on Shabbos because of the expected heat. And everybody switched on the air conditioning for Shabbos day. It turns out that Shabbos day is not that hot, actually. And it turns out that actually temperature dropped. And now that coupled together with the air conditioning, it's actually getting quite cold in there. And you feel that you'd much rather do without the air conditioning that you set on the time switch on the Erev Shabbos. Would you be able to say that kakol choylim etzel atzina, and therefore ask on a goy to switch off the air conditioning in order to retain that heat level on a comfort level?
It's freezing, yes.
Yeah, so you're saying it needs to reach that stage, but otherwise not.
It has to be a stage that we said before, yeah.
Yeah, it needs to, yeah. Rabbi Yisrael, what do you think?
Yes, if it's very cold.
If it gets really cold, it will be mutter.
If the water is freezing.
If the water is freezing, which I actually doubt, it won't happen, yeah. 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 But it's interesting that I always feel that sometimes people put the air conditioning so strong that if it would be that kind of temperature in the winter, people would put the heating on.
It's thermostatically controlled anyway. Yeah. 17
Celsius, 16 Celsius. Yeah, I hear that. So it reaches, it maintains. Right, okay. Yeah. Okay, so that's with regards to Hakol Choylim Etzel Atzina, with regards to having benefit from a Madura which is created by a Goy. Yeah. Pardon? Yeah, so to ask a Goy to put the air conditioning on, so Lemaisa, many posts come in at Solamata, yeah.
They don't wait for the water to boil.
That's right, they don't want to wait, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I wonder if it has to do a little bit with the Bala Itta as well. That we said that you're allowed to be do a melacha gemura b'mokum mitzvah. So the Bala Itta said any melacha that has from mokum mitzvah would be permitted. And we spoke about Oynik Shabbos. So although a tzorich godl Oynik Shabbos could be that there is a bit of that as well. You don't have to come. Maybe there's a bit of you can be bitzar of that kula. Tzibur, yeah. So that's like a true. When it comes to air conditioning in a shul, many rabbonim are mekel. Yeah. Okay. Resh Ein Zayin, Rabbi Yisrael, is a new topic. After having discussed in great detail some of the halachas of Hanama Meisen Nochi and Amir Lenochi, we're now moving with a halach of Kibui Haneir, which is going to discuss the extinguishing fire And it will lead us to some of the rules of grom, of indirect cause of melacha. And Seif Aleph is one of the seifim that Reb Shlomo Zalman worked very hard with. Let us see, page 114, top of the page, Reish Ayin Zayin Shalikum Kippur Aneh, which is halacha of not causing indirectly groma, indirectly kibbuy aneh, extinguishing an air candle. Neir shemunach achoyre adeles. So this is the following case. We've got a door, and right opposite the door, when you open the door, and you open the door inwards, I think it has to be that way, that's what Mishnah Berurah says, you open it inwards, and you, behind the door, you've got a candle. Now, neir shemunach achoyre adeles, you've got a candle which is, Mishnah Berurah makes a point about it. Let's see. It might not make a difference. I'm not sure. You open up the door and there's opposite, there's a candle. Right opposite you. Also, and this is very important now. You're not allowed to open up the door in its regular way, if you've got a candle right opposite you. Why? Blow it off. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kotn Aleph, Ner. Vein chilek b'zeh b'ner shel shemen o yishayve v'chilek. Makes no difference what the candle is made out of. We spoke with regards to the Issa of Shemayate, there is a difference maybe if it's wax, not wax. But here it makes no difference what it's made out of. If it's oil or wax, makes no difference. Whatever it's made out of, if you open the door, you've got an Issa over here. If you open it, kedako in its regular way. Sif Kotn b'zeh, achoy rat deles. Kigoyin deles shenif. The door that opens up inwards, behind it you've got a candle which is lit. Now says the Mishnah Berurah, this only if it's right opposite the door, the koroif, and it's in proximity, it's close, el hadeles, to the door. Peinyan, in a way, when he opens the door, it could potentially blow out through the wind, which is blowing outside. So the chashash is, the concern is not directly because of the door, but it is because of the wind, the external wind.
It makes no difference which way you open it. If you're stuck inwards, then the roof that the door creates to put it out.
Yeah, Mishnah Berurah makes a point that it has to be opening inside. I hear what you're saying. Yeah, so the only thing I can think of, I'm not sure, but the only thing I can think of, that if that assumption is that if you open the door externally, that gives us some protection to some extent with regards to the wind blowing, if you don't open it completely. Okay, I hear. The Maaseh, Mishnah Berurah says that it's if it's opening. So I'll go upon him, you open the door. By the way, there's a rule in Switzerland in all the public buildings. It's one of the things I remember as a child. Here in England, they're not makbid about it. All the public buildings, they open out. The doors go open externally for a very simple reason. But here, people are not makbid. I've seen it in public buildings as well. What's the svar for it? Suppose if chalila, if there's something happens, if there's chalila, a fire or something, what happens? Everybody just runs to the door. And then you try to open it. It's impossible. It's impossible because of the pressure from people gathering by the door. It's impossible to do. So therefore, there's a rule that all the public buildings, they said it's very true. No,
it's supposed to. Most doors.
Pardon?
Most of it's
oh, I see. It's sliding. Okay, yeah, yeah. So, pardon? What with block the pavement?
Yeah, there must be a porch.
Yeah.
So, the
we'll put. I would be able to. It makes much more sense. But yeah. Okay. So. But what we have to understand is the Shulchan Aruch, as explained by the Mishnah Berurah, is that you've got the door. The reason why you cannot open the door is because of the wind that is blowing outside. Now, the Mogramom disagrees with that. Umashikos of Kedakoi, why can you not, what does he mean Kedakoi in its regular way? I am the Mogramom, Shikos of Tosoifi. Mogramom disagrees with that. Tafilum upoisachat that is benachas, even if you're opening the door gently and slowly does it, Mikol Mokam Aruach Abobi Bachutz Menashe, Veoso. Vchensos Mokam Achoinim Ambi Alocha. So we have got a Machloikas, as to whether it is from the opening, the Mogen Avraham disagrees. He holds that it is because of the opening of the door. That by opening the door, you may create the wind. And that is what the problem is. So then you can hear why it makes a difference if you're opening gently or not. If you're opening it slowly or not. But either way, what the Shulchan Aruch is concerned, by opening the door, what's happening is that you've got, whether it's directly because of the door, because of the wind outside, you're not allowed to open the door because you're causing a kibui of taking place. You're extinguishing the candle, which is just outside. Shema Yichabenu Aruach, as the Shulchan Aruch says, the Shulchan Aruch's word, Shema, perhaps, Yichabenu Aruach, the wind will blow out the candle. What will happen? Pardon? Very good. It has to be close. So, but what happens? You're right. It's pointed out, and it has to be pretty close. Yeah, now, what happens if there's no wind right now? This second, there's no wind. You can't. You can't rely on it because a second later will. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kotten Gimel Aruach. I'm Mogen Avraham Simetovkuf Yudalet. Afilim Ein Aruach Menashiv Ato. Mogen Avraham says, according to Shulchan Aruch's opinion, even if now, this second, there is no wind blowing, Kam Ken Yishloi, so it's still also. Why? To Bechol Rega Veruach Rega Aruach Menashiv, because it's unexpected. You can't. It's unpredictable. You never know when the wind is actually going to blow. V'yev Shel Afchin Bezeh, and you cannot. You cannot know with factual evidence if it's going to blow or the wind is not going to blow when you open the door. V'yesh makilim b'zeh, but some are lenient. Why would you be mekel?
It's
a
bit
nachman
in how we held it, but it's because of the door, the wind.
Why?
If you're in a flat where you've got a door that's...
Very good. Absolutely. Very nice. Very nice. Machlokes mogen om Shulchan Aruch. Absolutely. Hakon Shulchan Aruch, you are saying it would be mutter. Because there's no wind. Yeah, in the building. Very good. Absolutely. What I want to point out before we're going to proceed and delve into more details of this halacha tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem, but I just want to point out as an introduction to this Shulchan Aruch that we're seeing over here, you could really argue that opening the door is a gomus, indirect. Why? Because what are you really doing? All you're doing is opening the door and allowing gush of wind to go through and the wind to blow and extinguish the car. We're not saying that. We're saying the fact you open the door and the wind is going through is it's considered. Without even defining it, you're very good. You're spot on. But without even defining it, all that we can say correctly is that we've got over here something which appears to be a gram, but nevertheless is also whether it's also medrash or whether it's also medrabon. We have something which appears to be indirect, and it is to some extent indirect. It is probably. Do you call it direct action or grammar?
No, it's direct. How?
It's probably indirect.
Class could be seconds. This is direct.
Why would you call it direct?
So
you're saying that if according to Shulchan Aruch, when it's the wind, it's here, it's easier to hear. Very good, but that's the rate. That's mamash the rate. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we'll more on that tomorrow, Meitzah Hashem. We'll discuss tonight the halacha of the cold countries. You're allowed, if the goy makes a fire, the children, even adults are allowed to have hanah from it. If it's particularly cold, if it's on the extreme cold, then if it does it for the adults, you're still allowed to have hanah from it. Then we spoke about gram kibbut, that if there's the opening of the door, you're not allowed to open if the opening door of is also if by that you may be causing the extinguishing of a candle, and even if according to many achronim, even if the wind is not necessarily blowing this second, it's still going to be also. Good evening.